各位新年快乐
，Happy New Year！
各位新年快乐
，Happy New Year again！
这有点像龙年
，That sounds a little bit more like the Year of the Dragon。
今年是纪念新的季节。
New Year is to celebrate and to remember a new festival, a new year coming.
特别是今年这一个月份有两个新年。
And especially in this year, for this month, we have two new years.
所以美德教会跟很多华人的教会都同样非常有福。
And CCCS and like a lot of other Chinese churches are truly blessed.
美德教会特别有福，因为今天三堂都集在一起。
And CCCS is particularly blessed because today all three congregations are gathered together.
象征三位一体的真神跟我们同在。
And to symbolize the Trinity God is with us today.
所以刚才所读的这段经文
，And so the passage that we've just read
是从耶稣在马太福音十六章所讲的。话语当中的一个部分
and that was from the passage of Matthew chapter 16 and taken from what Jesus said.
因为耶稣在那个时候接受了神的使命，要向犹太人来宣讲神天国的福音。
And Jesus has received the mission from above to spread the gospel to among the Jews.
当然，他是受了法利赛人跟其他的文士他们的攻击
，and of course he was opposed and attacked by the Pharisees and the other teachers.
所以他在被他们攻击的时候，做一些很重要的指示和教导。
And he gave the important teachings and revelations at this time of his attack.
我们没有读的是从十二节开始，耶稣就告诉他们很重要的天国的真理。
And we haven't read that verse in verse 12 that Jesus has taught them an important principle.
他就向门徒说，人说我是谁？人子是谁？
And he was asking, who do people say I am?
当然，他们就告诉他很多人的意见跟他们的感受。
And then the disciples told him what a lot of other people thought Jesus, who Jesus was.
我曾经参加一些聚会呢，很多人都很有意见。
And
对耶稣的看法不同。
And sometimes I attend some meetings, and a lot of different people have different perspectives of who Jesus was and about his teachings.
但是耶稣说：“那你们呢？
And、
门徒们，
then,
你们说我是谁？”
And then Jesus asked the disciples themselves and asked them, "Who do you think I am?"
当时西门彼得就回答。
And then Simon Peter replied to Jesus.
这个就是耶稣给他的名字叫做彼得，他自己的原名是西门。
And Simon was his original name, and Jesus gave his name Peter.
他说你是基督。
And then Peter replied, "You are the Christ."
是永生神的儿子。
And the Son of Living God.
然后耶稣就告诉他，约翰的西门比巴拿巴约拿。你是有福的，因为这不是手肉血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
And then Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven."
然后耶稣说，我还告诉你。
And then Jesus said, "I have to tell you one more thing."
你是彼得。
You are Peter.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And I have to build this church, you know, build my church on this rock.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And the gates of heavens, the gates of Hades will not overcome them.
我要把天国的钥匙给你。
And I have to give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
不晓得你有没有很深的感受。
I don't know whether you have a deep impression.
我有很深的感受。
And I was deeply impressed.
因为这一段经文呢，正好给美德教会有很大的指示。
Because I think this passage has revealed a lot of an important message for the people in CCCS.
但我问你一个问题。
And let me ask you one question.
这一段 经文的主角是哪一个？
Who is the main character of this passage?
除了耶稣是说话的人之外，谁是主角？
And other than Jesus, who is speaking these words, who is the main character?
谁？
So who?
彼得，对不对？
Peter. Is Peter the main character?
那跟美德有什么关系？
And what is the relationship of Peter and CCCS?
彼得跟比美德是有关系吧？
So is there a relationship between the name of Peter and CCCS?
啊，这我们的师母是非常的灵敏捷。
Oh, the pastor's wife is very sensitive.
魏师母。
May is very sensitive.
他指指讲台就举三个手指。
May put up three fingers.
指指讲台了。
And one thing was pointing to the podium.
他意思说，我们五个牧师当中，三个就叫彼得。
As among the five pastors of this church, three of us are actually named Peter.
这非常之聪明的一个人。
May was so intelligent.
感谢主，有这么聪明的妻子，一定有非常厉害的丈夫。
We're thankful for such an intelligent wife that has been a really great husband.
这段经文，我把它总结起来，把它融化下来。
And let me summarize this passage for you.
就回应耶稣告诉彼得说：“你是有福的。”
And when Jesus responded to saying that you are blessed.
我就想有什么福呢？
And I was thinking, what kind of blessing is that?
当然是新年有福。
And obviously, we're talking about the new year with new blessings.
今年是龙年。
And this year is the year of the dragon.
我知道很多人很不幸的把龙跟魔鬼连在一起。
And for a lot of non-believers, they tied the image of the dragon with the devil.
我知道纽约有一个教会，还有一些领袖呢，把这个龙呢当作是魔鬼。
And I still know that some of the church leaders in Chinatown, they see the image of dragon and see that as a devil.
最近香港有一位姓胡的胡志伟牧师写了一篇文章。
And there's a pastor in Hong Kong who wrote an article.
他用很深的语气告诉我们说，不要做恐龙运动者。
And he emphasized greatly, saying that to not be a part of the movement of the 恐龙 dinosaur.
恐龙在原文恐龙是 dinosaur、
uh-huh.
英文，但是恐龙在中国呢是恐怕龙。
Do not be a group of people who fear dragon.
其实我们应当从很真实、很慎重的眼光来看这个恐龙运动。
And we have to look at this carefully about this movement of the fear of the dragon.
一方面，他们没有真正的圣经的根据。
And they do not have a true biblical, it's not based on biblical teachings.
第二，他们的释经也非常之有问题。
And they have a lot of problems in the exposition of the Bible.
他们很需要吴庸楚牧师来对付他们。
They need this, truly need a Pastor Peter Wu to teach them what is the truth.
当然，Peter Ng 也可以。
And also Pastor Peter Ng can do the teaching too.
这里我看出有三方面的福。
And I can see three different blessings from this passage.
这一段圣经告诉我们有预知之福。
And this passage talking about the blessings of foreknowledge.
也有服事之福。
And the blessings of the ministry.
更加有成全之福。
And the blessings of the transformation.
什么叫做预知之福呢？
And what is it, the blessings of
foreknowledge? 因为保耶稣对彼得说，你是有福的。
And when Jesus told Peter that you are blessed.
在一些另外一些人的翻译就是说，
And then another interpretation.
不是只是你是有福，而是你真有福气啊。
And it's not saying that you are blessed, but you are truly blessed.
这个时候耶稣他的门徒当中大多数都是蓝领的阶级，对不对？
At that time, most of the disciples of Jesus belongs to the blue collar class.
当然，那个时候没有人穿这个蓝衣服或者白衣服，都是蓝领的阶级。
And most of them belong to the blue collar, but obviously they weren't really wearing the blue collar shirt.
彼得是一个蓝领阶级里面的当中的蓝领者。
And Peter was one of the members and the leaders of, among the blue collars.
为什么我这样说呢?
And why do I say so?
因为他有个大嘴巴。
Because Peter has a big mouth.
他常常在不当说话的时候就大讲话。
And often in the places where that he should not be speaking, that he spoke loudly.
好像是一个老粗。
And he seems to be someone who do not have good manners.
好像是 我们在码头看见那些码头工人
and it seems like to be the laborer.
但是在这一个时候 他是成了一个神学家。
But then he became a theologian at that particular point of time.
因为他所讲的话语呢 成为今后许多教会 许多人所使用的一句话。
And what he spoke at that time were words repeated many times for the churches that followed.
他做了一次非常出色的演讲。
And then he was making a great speech.
做了一个很准确的答案对耶稣说,
and he gave a perfect answer to what Jesus was asking.
你是弥赛亚,
and Peter was saying that you are the Christ.
是原则上基督教, 也就是弥赛亚教,
and that is what we believe in the Messiah, the Christ.
因为耶稣基督就是弥赛亚。
Because Jesus Christ is our Messiah.
你知道去年就算在北京呢, 很多教会都唱弥赛亚。
And last year around Christmas time, a lot of churches in Beijing were singing the hymn Messiah.
就算唱的不是那么好,
although they might not be singing such a great
所有的教会都挤满了人。
The all the churches were crowded.
因为弥赛亚是救赎主，这一个信息是非唱不可。
Because the Messiah is our Savior, so we have to sing that song.
我盼望我们教会三堂就会有弥赛亚的歌唱吧。And
I hope that among the three congregations together, probably at some time we can sing Messiah together.
There
are so many musicians among us.
这么好的唱诗班,
and with such great choirs.
为什么不唱弥赛亚呢?
And how come we weren't singing Messiah?
彼得说你是弥赛亚,
and Jesus and Peter said you are the Messiah.
是一个非常好的信仰的告白,
and this is a great declaration of our faith.
是一个很重要的信仰的陈述,
and it's a very important declaration of our faith.
是一种福气,
it's a blessing.
是一种任性的福气,
it's a profession of knowledge, a kind of blessing.
超越一般人的认知,
and to be above to know more than the other people,
超越他自己的身份或他自己的了解,
and to go beyond what his own knowledge,
而且他能够公开的承认耶稣基督是救赎主,
and then he could openly acknowledge that Jesus was Christ,
永生神的儿子,
and was the Son of the living God.
这一个是一个伟大的一个宣告,
and this is a great declaration.
不是凡夫俗子 所要说的,
it's not something that can be spoken by a common man.
所以耶稣说这个不是你血肉之躯所能够说出来的,
and that's why Jesus was saying that whatever you spoke was not from men, was not from men.
是神给他特别的指示和启示,
and that was revealed to you by above.
是别人不能做的一种任性,
and it's something that cannot be professed cannot be professed by other people.
其实这整段圣经, 这或者16章整段整章圣经里面, 我们看见耶稣有其他的指示,
and then we can see other teachings and revelations in chapter 16 of this book.
为着时间的关系, 我只是把它, 它也是还指示什么,我只列出来告诉大家。
And I'll just give you a list because of time. I'll just give you the list of the other blessings.
除了指示他是弥赛亚之外,
and other than the revelation that Jesus was Christ,
等一下子我们要讲到,也是耶稣也指示他的教会是什么,
and then Jesus also revealed to the church who they were,
也指示说十字架的道理,朝十字架的道路是怎么样走的,
and Jesus also revealed to the disciples the way of the cross,
那个是21节,23节讲的,
and that's in the fruit of first 20 through 23.
然后在24、25节 耶稣也告诉他们, 我们面对两大敌人,
and in verse 24 and 25 Jesus also told them that they are facing two arch enemies.
不但是世界是我们的一个敌人,
and the world is not the only enemy that we have.
我们自己也是自己 与神不同在的敌人。
And we ourselves can be the arch enemy.
然后二十七节、二十八节，从永恒的角度来看耶稣的再来。
And then from the verse 27 and verse 28, from an eternal perspective, seeing the second coming of Christ.
2012年呢，是预言要有很多的灾害。
And then there are a lot of people prophesizing, saying that the year of 2002 has a lot of disasters going to happen.
我们今天不讲这个题目。
And that's not our topic of the day.
那个是吴牧师的专家。
And that's Pastor Wu's specialty.
你们将来可以从他学很多这个关于预言的这个真理。
And you can learn a lot of truths about prophecy from Pastor Wu.
耶稣从这几个角度来告诉他们，他们有很多神的启示。
And then Jesus has a lot of revelations to the disciples.
但关于他自己本人呢？
And to himself,
是彼得这一个普通人能够做出非普通的这一个任性。
And that Peter is as a common man has this uncommon profession of his faith.
各位弟兄姐妹
，and brothers and sisters。
我盼望你们能够从彼得的身上看见你跟我都可以有非常清楚的预知。
And I hope that from Peter that you can also know that you yourself can have this profession of knowledge.
只要你跟我能够亲近主、接近主。
As long as we come close to God,
我们相信神的话。
And we believe the words of God.
我盼望这年开始我们不单是爱神跟爱神的话。
And I hope that this year that we not only love God and love His words.
我们不单是学神跟学神的话。
That we not only try to learn more about God and learn more about His words.
我希望你们也能够活出神，去跟神的话语。
But I also hope that you can live His words.
不晓得你们有没有注意到，刚才我们翻译的弟兄是用三个 L.
And I don't know whether you realize that the interpreter was using three L's.
我们不但是爱啊 love。
Not only love,
不单是我们要学习
to learn,
也是 L.
It's also used starting with the letter L.
但是第三个是 live out, 我们要活出神自己。
And the third is also L, to live out the words of Jesus.
这个才是一个非常清楚的任性。
And this is truly a profession of faith and knowledge.
但是更重要的。
But what is more important?
耶稣基督说你不但是有福的，因为这不是手血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
And not only Jesus mentioned that you are blessed and the words that you said is not from flesh and blood but from above.
然后耶稣继续讲下去。
And Jesus continued saying,
我还告诉你你是彼得。
Jesus continued saying that you are Peter.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And on this rock I'll build my church.
很显然，彼得就是硬邦邦的石头。
And it's apparent that Peter is a rock, is a hard rock.
所以啊，要做彼得不是一个好事情。
So being a Peter is not necessarily a great thing.
因为是硬邦邦的石头。
But you are a hard rock.
很难转弯的。
It's hard to maneuver.
所以有时候用彼得来做名字的人也要小心，我们不要太硬邦邦。
So you also have to be careful if you take a name of Peter. Don't be someone who is really stubborn.
但是耶稣说，我就把教会建立在你这个硬邦邦的石头上。
But then Jesus was saying that I'm going to build my church on this stubborn rock.
很可惜的，很多教会就把彼得这个人当作是建立教会的磐石。
And unfortunately, a lot of Christians do see Peter as the foundation of the rock.
其实
this person as the foundation.
他们对诗经方面错了。
But that is a wrong way of interpreting the Bible.
耶稣把这个教会建立在彼得的任性上面。
And what is being built is not on the person of Peter, but building on Peter's confession of faith.
因为彼得本人这块石头实在是硬邦邦的大石头。
But Peter truly is a stubborn rock himself.
最近那个大船
，and there's a the cruise.
那个大游轮沉下 没有沉，翻过去，就是因为大石头嘛。
And because I'm sure you heard in the news that there's a cruise ship and then it hit the rock and started to sink.
所以很多人呢成为弄破教会的大石头。
And a lot of people themselves became this stumbling block for the church.
连彼得在内。
And including Peter.
连使徒彼得在内。
Including disciples Peter.
他也使到教会受损，使耶稣受亏。
And he also caused damage to the church and to Jesus.
但是他这个任性呢？
But his confession,
他自己在灵里面受接受的出来讲出的这个真理呢
？And this confession of faith that he received from above,
却是教会建造的一个重要的基石。
And this confession is the foundation of the church.
因此，我们可以看见彼得要是一块顽皮的石头
，And we say that Peter is a stubborn rock.
现在变成一个防角石
，has been turned into the cornerstone.
不是因为他这个人。
It's not because of this person, Peter.
而是因为他这个任性。
But this confession of his faith.
因为他自己的他的信仰所带出来的根基。
And because of this faith, this confession of faith became the foundation.
在这个坚固的任性上面。
And this solid foundation of this confession of faith.
他担负起来建立教会的团队。
And then he carried this responsibility to lead the Christians.
等一下子我们可以看见这个团队怎么样运作。
And you, later on, you can see how the group of Christians work together.
他们结合起来，成为一个不可以攻破的一个团队。
And they work together so that cannot be defeated.
从此，他们对主的使命有更清晰的认识。
And from then on, they have a better understanding of the mission from above.
不是说彼得不再犯错。
It's not a saying that Peter would not sin anymore or make any mistakes.
而且在耶稣基督钉死的时候，他犯了极大极大的错误。
At the time of the crucifixion of Christ, Peter actually committed a lot of mistakes.
但是他没有沉沦下去。
But he did not fall.
他认识了主，得着神的启示。
And he has come to know the God and come to confess his faith.
他成了一个新人。
He became a new person.
他在神的家里面负责成为一个真理的传递的重要的人物。
And he became an important character to convey the message of the gospel.
而且他不但是逐渐慢慢的成长。
And he not only, it's not that he grows slowly.
他不但是成长，他从成长会变成成熟。
And not only was he growing, but he has grown to maturity.
不但是成熟，他也成全了神许多的事工。
And not only has he grown into maturity, but he has also completed a lot of transformation.
因此，他的任性帮助了千万的信徒。
And so his confession of faith has helped a lot of Christians.
在不信当中可以进入到真的信仰。
And from someone who did not truly believe and know the truth to come to confess the faith.
从他们自己有很多的保留，建立了很深的自信。
And from someone who had a lot of reservations about themselves to come to full confidence.
因此，侍奉的根基是建立在很清楚的神学与任性的基础上。
So the foundation is truly has to be built upon this true knowledge of our faith.
我们为什么要讲服事之福呢
？And why do we have to talk about the blessings of ministry？
因为有很清楚的认清的时候，我们才能够讲很真实的宣教。
And it's only through the knowledge of the confession of faith that can we move forward。
我们才能够讲教会行政。
Then only from thatOnly from there that we can start talking about the administration of the church. Only from there then we can start talking about caring for the community.
我们才能够讲到家庭的建造。
And only from that foundation then we can talk about how do we build our families.
我们才能够讲到婚姻里面的问题。
And only from that solid foundation and confession of our faith then we can talk about the marriage issues.
这个夫妻是建立在彼得的任性上。
And this.Blessings is built upon the confession of faith of Peter.
从他任性就能够带出成全。
And it's only through this confession of faith can we come to the completion of the transformation.
成全也是一个福气。
The transformation, the completion of the transformation is also a kind of blessing.
我们看见很多教会呢，或者是主的教会的运动
，There's a lot of movements within the church，
都是从这个马槽慢慢演变成为金的这个房屋
，and it's moved from the manger to a house built of gold。
很可惜的，没有保持原来的那个纯真。
But then, unfortunately, very often they have not preserved the original purity of the faith.
其中一个最大的原因
，and one of the main reason
就是我们没有使用成全之福
，that we have not received the blessing of the transformation.
我们只是讲长大
，we talked about growth.
我们只是讲扩大
，we talked about expansion.
我们讲延伸
，and to reach out.
我们很少讲到成熟。
We first rarely talk about maturity.
我们领人归主的时候，很少讲到你要背起你的十字架来跟从我。
And rarely do we, when we lead someone to Christ, we teach them that they have to carry the cross to follow Jesus.
我们更少讲到从十字架进入到神的天家。
And even more rare that we talk about carrying the cross to enter the gate of heaven.
就是这个成长、成全的福气。
And what we are lacking is the blessing of the completion of the transformation.
但是耶稣与门徒常在一起的时候
But when Jesus was with his disciples
他与他们在安定的时候讲到十字架的道理
And at the time of peace he talked about this way of the cross
虽然他们有的时候在灰心丧志当中
And sometimes although they were depressed
耶稣还是用他给他们平安来鼓励他们
But Jesus continued to bless them
他是常常以成全的道理来告诉他们。
And then he often uses this truth about a full transformation to teach them.
因此，我们看见成全之福做成什么工作。
And we can see the impact of this blessing of transformation.
我们就跳到《使徒行传》第二章十四节告诉我们。
And then we jump to Acts 2, 14.
然后，《使徒行传》二章十四节这个地方给我们看见。成全了的福气是很有力的。
And we can see the impact of this blessing of transformation.
这个时候他们还是在恐慌当中。
And they were at this time the disciples were still living under fear.
因为耶稣是众直之敌，是大家要攻击的目的。
And Jesus was the public enemy.
但是他们能够聚集在一起。
But then these believers could gather together.
那个时候，彼得跟十一个门徒站起来
，and Peter was stood up with the 11.
啊，不但是一起站起来
，is not standing up together.
而且还高声的说
，is not only he stood up with the 11.
犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人呐、啊、
，he raised up Peter raised up his voice and addressed the crowd and saying, "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem."
你们知道耶稣是谁吗
？And do you know who Jesus was?
再一次把真理。很清楚地讲出来
And one more time he spoke of the truth clearly
然后不但是他勇敢地站起来
And not only did he bravely stood up
而这四十一节在使徒行传第二章四十一节
And in Acts 2:41
就看见圣灵的工作
And we could see the work of the Holy Spirit
接受他话的人就有三千人受洗
and about 3,000 people who heard his words received the words and were baptized
他是接受神话语里面的成全
and he received the words and through the words was fully transformed
从一个没有学问的渔夫成为一个很有力的讲员
And from a fisherman with no learning to become an effective speaker.
因为圣灵把他成全了。
Because the Holy Spirit has fully transformed him.
因为耶稣也把他成全了。
Because Jesus has fully transformed him.
他的成全也在彼得后书三章第十八节告诉我们。
And it's also revealed in 2 Peter 3:18.
那个时候彼得已经是在极端的困苦当中。
At that time, Peter was under great difficulties.
他讲完了很多的真理之后
，and after speaking a lot of words of truth,
也是对我们说同样的话语。
And then he was speaking these words to us.
他讲什么
？And what did he say?
你们却要在我们主耶稣救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
And he was saying, Peter was saying, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
愿荣耀归给他。
And to him be glory.
从今直到永远。
From now till forever.
Amen.
Amen.
彼得后书就是耶稣彼得讲最后的话语。
And these were the words in the second Peter, the last words in second Peter.
不要跟着潮流走。
And do not just flow along with the trend.
你们却要在主耶稣的恩典和知识上有长进。
But you have to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus.
这也就是今天我们领受成全之福里面的一个愿望。
And that is also the hope that as we receive the blessing of the full transformation.
我们不单是在恩典上要有长进。
And not only in grace that we will grow,
我们也需要在知识上有长进。
But we also grow in the knowledge of Christ.
今年我们面对要来的龙年。
And this year, as we come to the year of the dragon,
我盼望我们都能够像彼得，不单是有新的福。
That I hope that all of us, not only like Peter, to receive a new blessing.
我们除去旧的固执。
And we will cast away our old stubbornness.
我们得着新的力量。
That we have received a new strength.
我们把软弱的这个本性变成这个为主站立得稳的刚强的新人。
And from the weakness that we had, to become a strong person to work for God.
从一个懦弱的人变成一个勇敢的人。
From someone who is timid to become someone who has no fear.
更加成为神国的新力军。
That we can be the elite soldiers for the kingdom of God.
上个礼拜四我有一个非常失败的见证。
And last Thursday, I failed miserably.
为什么？
And why do I say so?
那天晚上我们的老人居呢有一个聚会。
And our neighbors have a meeting.
我很少去参加，但是这次去了。
And usually I don't attend, but that night I went to that meeting.
我们的邻居多数都不是我们华人。
And most of our neighbors are not ethnic Chinese.
都是很会计算数学的那一类的人。
And there are a group of people who are very good at math.
虽然他们把我们的代表呢的这位主席呢轰得他几乎是不晓得怎么办，把他轰炸的很厉害，把攻击的很厉害。
They were the group leader. A lot of people were attacking the group leader.
你们都知道一个做 association 的带领人不是很简单一件事情。
And know that it is not easy to be the head of the association for this community.
那么在那个聚会当中，我这个老彼得出来了。
And in that meeting, this my the old Peter and me came out.
我也起来也问三个大问题。
And then I stood up and asked three big questions.
当然，他不答我三个问题，他只答我一个。
But then that chair did not answer my three questions. He just answered one of my questions.
我也不老大不高兴，又再追问。
And I wasn't too happy about that, so I followed. I had followed up questions.
我跟着别人走。
I was following the other people.
人家有问题，我也有问题。
The other people were attacking.
人家有埋怨，我也有埋怨。
The other people had problems.
完全忘记了，在上面的那个人其实就是我们的一个邻居。
And I had the same problems with this chair as just the other people. I was just following the other people.
好像他就是我的敌人。
I've forgotten the fact that that chair is just like one of us. He is just one of our neighbors.
只等到另外一位华人起来。
And only later when there's another Chinese person stood up.
他不过是一个信主不久的一位华人。
And he is a new Christian.
但是他起来他说我们要记得这一位是代表我们去办事的人。
And then, but he stood up and saying that you have to remember that he is one of us and he is standing up to represent us.
照我所听今天晚上的报告他做了非常好的作为。
And this gentleman was saying that from the report I've heard, the chair has done a wonderful job.
我们只批评他管不了的事情。
And we are just criticizing for things that were not under his control.
各位，那个时候圣灵 实在是对我说话。
And only really, truly, at that time, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me.
我有见证吗？
Do I have a good witness?
在这样的聚会当中，我代表了耶稣基督吗？
At this kind of meeting, at this, was I really, truly representing Christ?
绝对不是。
Obviously, I was not.
我只是跟着潮流走。
And I was just following the trend.
我不是一个好基督徒。
And I was just following the trend and wasn't being a good Christian.
各位，我不晓得在龙年你要遭遇什么。
I have no idea, brothers and sisters, what are you going to face in the year of the dragon?
可能是非常好的顺境。
And maybe a great year for you.
但也可能是有很多崎岖的道路。
Or it may be a year filled with difficulties.
但是你有没有成全之福呢？
But do you have this blessing of a full transformation?
你在真理上，在恩典上是否有长进呢？
And do you truly have the growth in knowledge and grace?
明年的这个时候的你跟现在的你是不是还是一样的呢？
And next year at this time, are you going to be the same person as you were today?
但愿主给你有一个好的新年。
And may God give you a great year.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你让我们在这个新年要领受新的福气。
Because in this new year, we're going to receive new blessings.
就让圣灵充满在我们当中。
May your spirit fill us.
我们要感谢你。
We have to thank you.
我们要赞美你。
We have to praise you.
我们要服侍你。
We have to serve you.
更加要跟随你。
And we have to follow you.
我们不只是要得着我们要得着的。
It's not that we want to receive, we're just receiving what we want to receive.
我们要求主得着我们，好像我们得着主一样。
And we ask that you can have our heart.
愿主赐福给这个教会。
May God bless this church.
每一位弟兄姐妹。
And bless each and every one of us.
奉主名祈求的。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.